All I'm saying is when the fish can walk on land and they get a hold of our ammunition, we're done. Game over, okay?
Game over, man. Game over.
Not the bugs. What about the bugs?
You know, the bugs, that's just a fucking red herring. They're just trying to throw you off. Don't even worry about the bugs. It's the fish we gotta worry about.
Us, really.
This is why I think the Japanese will be our saviors, because they are polluting the ocean, and they're just killing the fish. And then they're turning them into sushi, and it's
But they're
great.
Also breeding AI robots that can walk.
Yeah, to kill
and
the fish.
And run.
To kill the fish.
Mm.
Zach,
so
who
you
will
say, have you ever seen AI? No.
Who's going to save you when the fish get our guns? The Japanese.
You know, you do make a compelling point. The fish can't walk yet. But you gotta...
That was a great line, by the way.
Yeah, you gotta...
You make a compelling point.
You
the fish can't walk yet.
I mean, think all that fish have accomplished without being able to leave the water.
What did they accomplish?
They can swim.
Zach. There are
yes,
so many of them.
I mean, like...
The fish rule the ocean.
Tell me something. They do own 70% of the world. We only own 30%.
Well.
And actually probably less.
Well.
Man only... I mean, they can't go to Antarctica. We don't own the rainforest. We own about like 10%.
I feel like we in a way sort of do own the ocean though.
No, we definitely do.
Yeah.
We don't even know what's down there.
Yeah, I know. We have no fucking clue, yo.
Dude, when you're sending James
you're
Cameron
saying,
to go explore, you don't own it, okay?
But that's the best guy we got. That's our top man on the job.
You're saying we couldn't handle it though?
We couldn't handle the ocean? No. No, we couldn't handle the ocean. It's too vast, too expansive.
We own more of the moon. America owns more of the moon.
Great point.
Than we own of the ocean.
Great point. We can't put flags down at the bottom of the ocean. We can put it in the moon. I mean, that's how you know you've colonized something. You plant a flag in it.
Oil rigs.
Hmm.
Deep sea oil rigs belonging to American and Japanese
what
governments.
So what you're saying is we should leak more oil into the ocean?
I think that's what
not
you're
saying. Not what I'm saying.
I think that's exactly what you're saying.
Definitely
Zach
not what
is
I'm saying.
Pro BP.
Yes.
Pro. I am pro BP, not pro oil leaks.
Have you seen Deepwater Horizon?
Yeah.
It's really good.
Is that the one about the oil?
Is that with John Krasinski?
No, Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, Marky Mark?
It's the Peter Berg
no,
movie.
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, part of his like unofficial Mark Wahlberg trilogy. It's really good.
Unofficial Mark Wahlberg
it's that. It was the movie about the Boston bombing.
And then Lone Survivor.
And then Lone Survivor,
you tell me Mark Wahlberg just did three movies and they call it a trilogy?
Yes.
You can go anything.
I mean, by that logic,
trilogy.
Ted is almost a trilogy.
It was like one right after the other, though, with the same director. And I don't think they're doing it
again. No, you can call like anything a trilogy. The Coronado trilogy have nothing to do with each other.
Yeah, it's just when you stop counting. That's really all that is.
I would love it if they did another one. I want to see another one.
In the Coronado?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. It's fucking Simon Pegg.
It'll be a good reunion one. Mm. Even though I guess that's kind of what The World's End was, but whatever.
So I just want to see if I can get this right. We have the Tooth Fairy, Skyscraper, and
Rampage.
And Rampage. That's a trilogy, right? Because it has The Rock?
Yes.
That's a great trilogy, though.
But there's more to it than that. Like,
no, there's not.
Yes, there
no,
is.
No, there's not.
They're all based on these horrific events and whatnot. And
the same. Fairy.
And The Rock isn't?
Same.
Rampage is not based on a horrific event?
No,
Skyscraper?
That's just
Skyscraper? Are you kidding me?
Well, you
Skyscraper
might be right.
Is just Die Hard.
Yeah, that is just Die Hard. Wait a minute.
That's the first thing I thought of.
Wait a
minute.
And it's
like, Rampage
what? Is
just
I think
Kong.
They're trying to get one over on me. They're trying to get my money.
Wait a minute.
The Rock.
I don't think that's an original idea.
Jumanji.
No, keep going. Go ahead. Go one more.
Jumanji.
What do you mean Gone with the Wind 2 isn't an original movie? Could you imagine if The Rock was in Gone with the Wind 2?
What would it be about?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
The Rock is the baddest man in all of WWE. Is now the baddest man on the plantation.
No, he plays Scarlett. O'Hara's character.
They gender swap it.
Yeah.
And the other, yes. Yeah.
God bless
that man, though, right?
Is the other one?
Oh, my God. Have you seen the trailer
for the puppet one? I'm not excited.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen this?
That was the funniest goddamn thing.
The puppet murder mystery movie?
It was so stupid.
I'm into that. Fucking ready for that.
Did you guys watch the Red Band trailer?
Yeah.
It looks retarded.
Oh. Yes, it does, but it looks so... Yeah. See, that's something I've wanted for years.
Isn't that Jim Henson's son that's doing it, too?
Yeah.
It's a Henson.
Yeah.
To me, it looks like poop jokes and shit, like with like the guy like coming everywhere. The puppet. I can't take it serious.
I don't stop. Like the.
You're supposed to take it seriously,
but I don't want to watch that.
It's I don't like I the addition watch. Of Melissa McCarthy. As soon as I saw her, I was like, okay. But
all I could think of when I was watching that trailer was 5 years ago, I would have been like, haha, this is funny. But right now, I just think it's dumb. I don't know. It's just
too many puppets. We haven't had any puppets in a while, though.
It's like they're trying too hard to be stupid. I'm just sick of it. Like.
I'm into that.
Why am I giving them my money? Why am I giving them my money?
No, I'm down. It's not going to reach the Team America heights.
I think
that's impossible. But
I miss puppets.
Yeah.
I miss puppets. I feel like
puppets. I love puppets.
Yeah, puppets are a lost art form. I really do. I really miss them.
Hey, man, go see Jeff Dunham.
You and your Jeff Dunham.
I've seen him like.
Yeah, maybe that's
times.
Your problem. Maybe you've seen Jeff Dunham too many
what?
Times.
Rodney Carrington? Is that the other one?
There is no other one. What are you talking about? Ventriloquism is dead, Zach. Nobody else does it.
No, there's that other guy with the singing puppets.
Yeah. Is Rodney Carrington?
No.
I guess Neil Cicerega does it.
Yeah.
Who?
Potter Puppet Pals?
Potter Puppet Pals?
You've never seen
Harry Potter Puppet Pals. Snape.
Yeah, it's a YouTube guy.
That's what that
Savarez
is.
Savarez Snape.
But the guy who makes those videos, though, is in a band called Lemon Demon. He's also a popular YouTuber separate from the Potter Puppet Pals. And he actually goes on tours, and he plays songs, and then does the puppet show.
You know what I'd like?
Very strange.
Weird.
For one heavy metal band to name their band something good once. That's
what,
all I'd like.
Band? Are you talking about Lemon Demon?
Yeah.
They're not metal.
Whatever
not
they
close to
whatever
metal.
They are.
You don't think Slipknot's a good name?
Bands are really... Okay, Slipknot's a pretty good name. Too bad they make shitty music.
Whoa!
Too bad.
Maiden?
Did you just say Slipknot makes shitty music? Best... Okay, wait a minute. Best...
Black Label Society.
Band name of all time.
Band name?
Yes. And don't say Nirvana.
No. Led Zeppelin's pretty great.
I was just about to say that. Led Zeppelin is a fantastic band.
But did you just say Slipknot makes shitty music? Are you an insane person?
Yeah, you are wrong.
That is the most inaccurate thing I've ever heard.
I don't like Slipknot personally.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, they're amazing.
Someone want to unplug the fridge?
No, I want to leave it in.
Their music
I mean, Duality is fucking
oh my God.
Awesome.
Pulse of the Maggots is a masterpiece.
I hate that type of music so much.
Unless when you're throwing friends into a mosh pit.
Right, unless I'm doing that. I feel like throwing one of my friends in a mosh pit right about now, as a matter of fact.
How about Radiohead? How about Radiohead? Good name?
No.
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 You don't like Radiohead?
No.
Oh, I love Radiohead.
I like Radiohead.
I like Radiohead a lot.
I like the band.
I love
That's
Radiohead.
Not, yeah.
No.
I think it's a good name.
The name I can't stand.
Oh.
No, the name is awful.
The best one is Pink Floyd, I think. I gotta go Pink Floyd.
I love Pink Floyd
as a band name. Pretty great.
It's not better than Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin says it all right there.
I suppose. It's a little obvious, I guess.
You know what's an awful name? The Beatles. What an awful name.
I guess.
What if they change the E to an A so it's like a beat, like a musical beat?
The Monkees is also pretty bad.
The Monkees was pretty bad.
We're the Monkees. People say we're monkeys.
Beach Boys?
What about Rolling Stones?
You know, it's become too much of a cliche where it's like you forget
they created the cliche.
I know, that's the thing. That's the thing. It's a pretty good name, actually. Foo Fighters, awful name.
I don't like that.
Terrible.
I've never liked the Foo Fighters name, but I like the Foo Fighters themselves.
Love the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Yeah. White Stripes.
It's pretty good. I think it's pretty good.
It's fine. What do you think of Linkin Park?
Nah.
I hate everything about Linkin Park.
Really? Everything?
Everything?
I hate everything about
you don't like Hybrid Theory or Meteora?
I hate everything that Linkin Park has ever been involved in. I hate what they've done to rock. I hate the I,
wow.
I hate their sound. I hate their name. I hate their people. I hate it all.
You have a lot of bad takes today.
How about the Red Hot Chili Peppers? Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I love the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Not a great name.
I wouldn't say I love the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I love the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
They get
fantastic music. What are you talking about?
They make good music, but it's way overplayed.
Oh, God.
It's way overplayed. It's all very samey. It's just that sort of, oh, we're from L.A. and we do rock and roll. It's like, okay.
I disagree.
Yeah, me too.
Give it away. Give it away now.
No, that's not what they are at all.
Well, that is what they are.
That's one thing.
I literally just sung what they were. No, I like the Chili Peppers.
They have so many good songs.
Like the name Five Finger Death Punch. That's
always fun. Five Finger Death Punch is... But again, it's like, it's very... It's okay, I know what that is.
Yeah, true.
About 30 Seconds to Mars.
No. Only because of fuck Jared Leto.
Amen to that.
It's the best thing he's ever done, though, was 30 Seconds to Mars.
No, I would say American Psycho is the best stuff he's ever done. Just getting killed in American Psycho. Yes.
Although I get more satisfaction out of seeing him get the shit beat out of him in Fight Club.
I have big news.
Ooh.
Tomorrow. Please welcome our special guest, Jared Leto.
No, please welcome. And he's here.
No, he made me like pop out of that crate over there.
only Jared Leto could ruin our podcast.
Who would he be in character as besides Jared Leto?
Would he be his Blade Runner character?
No,
whatever the hell's
no.
going on there.
He never got out of character as a Joker.
What if he comes in as Mark David Chapman?
From what?
Played Mark David Chapman.
In
you need to elaborate on this.
Who? In what?
The guy who shot John Lennon.
Oh.
He did?
Did he?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, in Chapter 24, I think is what it's called.
That's a movie?
Yeah.
It is all about the Lennon assassination?
It's all about...
Well, it's not really an assassination.
Yeah.
It's from his perspective.
It's just
and how,
a motor.
How
assassinations are politically driven.
How obsessive he got. That's basically what it
is. Is that really what...
Yeah.
I'm like 95% sure.
Yeah.
Is it politically driven or is it just paid for?
No, I think it's politically driven.
That's the Chris Rock bit of... They said Biggie Smalls assassinated. Tupac Shakur assassinated. He's like, no, them two motherfuckers got shot. Martin Luther King was assassinated. Yeah. JFK was assassinated.
Put it next to Archduke Ferdinand and all that other big shit.
Yeah, Tupac
Shakur.
That
makes sense.
Assassinated.
Yeah. The thing is, assassinate was a word made by Shakespeare, so like, who cares?
What? It was made by Shakespeare?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, like, assassin was around, but he added the assassinated for the past tense of... shot by an assassin or being killed by an assassin.
Wow.
That's he really just added.
It's really
ED
too bad we can't
words.
Say ninja'd. Man, I got ninja'd.
Yeah, got killed by a ninja. That's what happens.
Great point. Let's make ninja a verb.
But no, like that's what he did.
Wow, assassin came first.
Yeah, well, because assassin was like a group of it was like loosely translated during the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
Like way, way, way back when. Wow. And so it translated into English as assassin, and then that's how he invented all of most of his words.
Wow!
Was he took an idea and just made it a verb, or you put a play on words, and it became something that we use now.
Jesus!
And we're like, that was so good, we have to put it in our vernacular now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Interesting.
Right.
I mean, and there's a shit ton that we don't even use anymore that he invented.
Yeah. What else? Well, yeah, he just sort of like made.
Yeah,
up
he just
words.
Made up words.
That sounds silly now.
Words. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Dr. Seuss essentially did the same thing,
exactly.
But we don't use any of his words.
You know what's weird? We just watched this movie, and we don't have to get too much into the movie here yet, but
why at all?
Shakespeare is during his time was probably a lot like this director.
No, not at all.
You'd
People
be surprised.
Went and saw Shakespeare shows, man.
No, it was like
at first,
if anything,
especially
it was like
at
that
first,
play Isle of Dogs that nobody can figure out what the fuck it was about.
No, especially at first.
You heard about that?
Shakespeare was not highbrow.
No,
in England,
no,
he was not.
Not at
he
all.
He was lowbrow. The reason Shakespeare is still remembered today is because so many people saw it, not because.
Right. Here's the thing.
Well,
good,
also,
no one saw this shit though.
Yeah, they did.
That's the problem.
No, that's
yeah,
the
they
thing.
Did.
A lot of people have seen this,
and it's not just that, but it's sort of like the weird culture around it where it's just like so like it's not necessarily allowed. That's kind of why it became popular.
A better comparison is Alfred Hitchcock pre-Vertigo, where it's like everyone didn't really take him that seriously until that movie came out, and like, okay, he can actually be.
So are you
artist.
Telling me like Shakespeare fans were like creepy
during
hipsters?
During Shakespeare plays, like people were like shitting on the floor and throwing piss at the actors, and like
yeah.
That's what Shakespeare plays were. And then, like, later...
Granted, back then, being an actor was, like, the lowest job you could have.
Very, very late in his career, I think he was eventually, like, the queen or something, or the king was like, oh, I like your shows, and, like, they...
It was a queen.
Queen, yeah.
the queen was like, yeah, I went to Shakespeare. So I can't remember which one it was, but she was like, yeah, I liked it.
So which president is going to give John Waters the stamp of approval?
John Travolta. I mean, he made
president
it.
President John Travolta. When John Travolta
coming.
Becomes president.
It's coming.
Not Kanye West.
Oh, Kanye West.
He will. I think he would.
But no, but Kanye West will only be president of West America. East America naturally belongs to John Travolta.
Okay.
I like that. Co-presidents. That's pretty good.
It's a good idea.
We should try that out.
Co-presidents.
Oh, my big news.
There's so many.
Yes, your big news. I want to hear.
I could talk about.
I was looking at local concerts, and tomorrow night in Hartford, Journey and Def Leppard.
Yeah. Yes.
Ooh. No, they've been advertising that on the radio for like six
months.
Tickets
were like $20.
Yeah. Because it's a Monday.
Should we go?
I can't.
Okay. But
tomorrow?
Steve Perry is no longer in fucking Journey because he's dead, right?
That would be a good reason
that
why
would
he's
be,
not there.
Right, he's not there, right?
I believe that is fact, yes.
Yeah. Def Leppard, didn't the drummer just die with one arm?
Did he?
Didn't he just die?
What if they just Weekend at Bernie's those guys? Like, just bring them on stage.
Just marionettes.
one of them is just one arm, so it's just one marionette string, Zach. And they're just banging around the drum.
Still one of the greatest drummers ever.
Great visual gag here.
I can't think of a worse like show than that. I really can't. I couldn't think up two worse bands to see together than
Sublime
Journey and Def
with
Leppard.
Rome.
Fuck
Def
that.
Leppard and Journey are two horrible names.
And
by
what
the
do
way,
they have like Queen with Adam.
Queen with Adam
Lambert.
It's all over
Adam
the
Lambert.
Place.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Yeah.
I heard he's okay though.
Is I mean, he's a good singer.
I heard he's no Freddie Mercury, but he's pretty good.
There's no way he can be Freddie Mercury. I just realized, do you want to move that?
No, we're good.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Freddie Mercury.
I hope.
What is it, all staticky?
No, we're good.
Are we good? Stuff. Okay.
You sure?
Yeah, we're good.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm ready.
Don't say it like that, please.
Theme song!
Good afternoon.
We still have to get that timing down.
Yeah, we do.
No, we're good, man.
No, because you go one.
Oh.
Now.
We're good. We got it. Listen, it's chemistry, man. It's how every great band works.
Yeah. Mixing chemicals and shit.
Yeah.
Science, bitch.
We're just bouncing off each other. It's the key, is good chemistry. Welcome to Why Is This a Thing? This is going to be a verbal assault on Adam Hall today.
Yes.
And I hope everybody here and at home is ready for it.
Mm.
Okay.
Shall we just start now?
Yeah, let's start. Who would like to begin the festivities?
I'll go.
Okay. Zach,
Adam,
you go. Floor is yours.
Why are you recording this?
It's already recorded.
Yeah, you don't need the video.
You're
putting
this
you don't need
on Snapchat.
Oh, this is good stuff.
You fucking fuck.
Hey, guys, look at my story. I made my friends watch a dumb movie.
Yeah.
And now they're hitting me and shit.
Can we just, like, mute him?
Are you going to put on, like, Facebook Live? Like, you're going to put your assault on Facebook? And
Do
then
I
we're
have
gonna...
anything to say?
Is this
I
evidence for in court? Is that what's going on right here? Are you
As
covering...
you can plainly see.
I'm really just saving it for the Nico rant that will last 10 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, there is going to be a long ass rant.
I gotta record that.
Be prepared for that.
Zach, the floor is yours.
Go. It's fine.
I don't think words can actually describe how pissed off I am about Adam right now. I don't think there's a. No, nothing. Shakespeare couldn't have come up with anything.
If you were to name one word to describe your feelings about Adam Hall right now, what would that word be?
I can't say it.
Oh, yeah? You can, though.
Nah, see, I can't.
Zach.
Because I know a listener who doesn't like me saying that word.
Ah.
Yeah, so I can't say it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So does it begin with an R?
No.
Oh.
C.
Oh.
Ah.
Yeah.
Hard C?
Yeah.
Hard C?
Yes.
Whoa, guys. Guys, calm down.
What would a soft C sound like?
Calm down, Jesus.
Like circle.
Yeah, it's a soft C. Well, the first one.
Yeah.
First
the first C.
The first C, not the second C.
I spell circle, C-I-R-K-L-E. But,
with a
yeah.
Interesting.
But
I just draw a circle. And I
do you stop by drawing a head and then erasing all the details?
Yes. And I pronounce it the artist formerly known as Circle. That's how I pronounce
it. And then I look at it and just go, oh.
Yeah.
Adam, I have some words for you.
Nope. Nick, I'm having chicken for dinner tonight, by the way.
Oh, are you?
Yes,
just
I am.
Just cut them like regular chicken.
Now that's...
Zach doesn't get it. Zach doesn't get it.
Now that's a good movie. That is a good movie. Mm-hmm. Adam, I have just a couple words for you.
Okay.
I hope it leaves a bruise.
Ow! Oh!
Oh! I kicked my shin. Fucker. Ow.
Now,
okay.
We've gone there.
Okay.
We've gone there.
Okay,
we've gone
now
there.
I see what you meant by there's a lot of visual stuff during this podcast.
Verbal, they're literally beating
physical
me.
We have all punched him.
I'm done hurting you now.
Okay, physically at least. But they're
we've
not.
Actually gone.
Oh, I'm not. Wow. You have at least two more coming.
Son of a bitch.
Wow, we went there. Okay, didn't think we'd get there.
Now,
it
Adam, I do want you to know.
Years.
I do want you to know, Adam, I do love and respect you.
Okay. Well.
Just a little bit less.
A little bit less.
No, it's fine.
No.
I've done this to you guys, too. I mean, not quite this bad, but.
No.
Kicked us in the shin.
What? No. I mean, like, subjecting you guys to horrible.
Here's the thing, though, Nick. I think it's your fault.
Really?
At the end of the day.
Why? I would love to hear.
You know whose fault it really is?
Who's?
Hitler's.
You're right. If he didn't do what he did,
yes,
we wouldn't be here. That's now.
True. Yes. So.
Like, where would I... Would this...
It's actually your parents' fault for giving birth to you. That's actually his fault.
You know what? Blame your grandparents.
Yeah. Blame my grandparents.
How far back you want to go?
All my ancestors.
Blame Meg Ryan.
Wow, that actually applies to you, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
I forgot.
Kind of does. That's a real thing. If my dad had ended up with Meg Ryan, then we'd be all set.
So have we been able to confirm, though, that your father has not had sex with Meg Ryan? Like, do we know that for a fact?
I can neither deny or confirm that fact.
Okay, got it.
Okay, what's his phone number? I have several questions.
First of all, what has she done with her hair?
Yes.
What's going on?
Are you thinking he still keeps in touch with good old Ira Hayes?
Well, I would.
I would hope.
Yeah.
I would hope.
That's a contact you wouldn't want to lose.
Hold on. What's her real name?
I wouldn't want to lose that phone number.
It's like, Peggy Hira. Peggy Hira.
Peggy That's Hira her real is her name? Wow. Good choice. Smart
Meg
choice.
Ryan.
Yeah.
Solid.
Solid choice.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. Oh, what was I going to say?
Why is it his fault?
Oh,
my fault, yeah.
Well, you brought me here.
Had a feeling
that is true.
There.
You brought me to this, Nick.
He's got a point. Can't argue with it. Can't dispute it.
I refuse to accept the blame for this.
No, you brought this man into our lives. You did it. I would have never come into contact with him if it were not for you.
That's probably not true.
This would never
That's
have
actually
happened.
Probably not true. I mean, I'm sure, like, through Abby, you might have met her or something, you know,
probably.
Good point.
Yeah. Mm. So,
again, that's why I'm blaming
In
Meg
which
Ryan.
Case, I would have kicked her in the shin today.
Right.
So it's actually a good thing you brought him
I
in.
Refuse to accept full responsibility for this. I mean,
oh, no, we didn't say it's fully your responsibility. Yeah. I mean, if anything, it's partially all of our responsibility.
I'll tell you whose fault it's not.
This guy. Really, because we played it on your laptop.
Right?
You found it online.
Here.
You found it online
no,
and played it.
No, sir.
Yep.
The NSA would beg to differ.
I'm really most mad at Nico here, secretly. I can't explain it. I just am.
It's just a good principle to be mad at Nico constantly.
I'm not going to kick you again, Adam. Don't worry. I swing my leg over and he's like bringing
he's
it back.
He's like squirming.
I'm blocking myself. Don't worry. I told you I'm done. I'm a man of my word.
Okay.
Oh, have we said the name of the movie we watched?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, we might have.
Yep.
Pink Flamingo.
We
Pink
did
Flamingo.
It. We did it, guys.
If you recall, a couple weeks ago, actually, at least 2 months ago on this podcast.
Yeah. It's been, yeah.
Adam suggested that we watch a film called Pink Flamingos.
Mm.
Oh, no. You know what? This is actually because he won our Razzies.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Is that what it... Oh.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So, okay, who lost?
You won the Wesley,
no, you two lost. No, yes. Did we all guess? Did we all make guesses?
No, I think you were in it, too.
I was in... Okay, so then it's all of our fault. Yeah. We let him win. Okay, fair enough. Okay. But you brought up this film, and I did a little bit of digging. Not a ton of digging, but enough digging.
Just a little. Well, that's all you need to do.
Yeah, enough digging to know that this is one of the most obscene things ever put to moving picture.
Yep.
And I suggested to the group, maybe we should rethink this and not do Pink Flamingos. Or at least I tried buying more time, hoping that in 3 months from now, he would forget that he ever brought up this idea in the first place.
No.
No.
The thought never left his mind.
How could it?
I don't know.
I don't think it'll leave mine either.
This man across the table from me watched this film once the entire way through.
Well.
Brought it to the group. And watched it a second time today with all four of us in the room together.
I would rather watch a Serbian film.
No question.
In a room with five naked Serbians.
Oh, man. Would you rather watch the 11-minute rape scene?
Yes. What,
from Irreversible?
Irreversible?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't...
Yes.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I don't want to say yes.
Because you want to say yes.
Because of the optics, I don't want to say yes, so I'm not going to answer.
I would watch Antichrist with Willem Dafoe in the room.
Oh, no, me too.
I would do that.
I could do that again. Absolutely.
I would watch anything with Willem Dafoe. What the fuck are you talking about? If Willem Dafoe was here, I'd be like, what do you want to watch?
And if he said Pink Flamingos?
Okay, Mr. Dafoe.
I believe that.
Okay, Mr. Osborne.
Mr. Dafoe.
Mr. Dafoe.
That's weird.
That does not sound right. Imagine if you had an elementary school teacher named Mr. Dafoe.
Why are you playing with my shark?
I'm playing with the land shark.
Oh, shit. Is he missing an arm?
He's missing two arms.
What the fuck? No, one arm I took off.
Why'd you take off the arm?
What?
What are you saying? Anyway.
Oh, it's right here. Okay.
You know, Steve Buscemi would probably watch it if he was here. I think he's actually a fan of this movie. Steve Buscemi?
Steve Buscemi? Buscemi?
I think it's Buscemi.
It is not.
No. No, he says...
Whoa!
He says...
Wait a minute.
He says...
Whoa.
Do we have a new Yanny versus Laurel on our hands right now? Is that what's going on here?
He says Buscemi.
I don't give a fuck. His name is Buscemi.
Because that's
he don't know what he's talking about. Okay?
I'm going by what they say.
I think it's Buscemi.
Listen, I know the last Italian. Last I saw him, he was going a little mental. He had some problems.
He was off his medication.
Right.
And he murdered his stepbrother.
So I don't think he knows what he's talking
about. He actually addressed this one time, and he said that the correct way is Buscemi, but I've always said Buscemi.
Well, he's wrong. It's Buscemi.
Well, yeah. I'm glad he acknowledged he's wrong.
You Italian fucks.
He did it. You literally just said he acknowledged that he says it not correctly.
Doesn't matter, though.
Nope, it matters.
It definitely matters.
It matters. His name is Buscemi. Next question, please.
Why does it know?
Back to this film. Let's not get off subject.
It's Buscemi, guys.
I can't comprehend watching this thing once. I've come out of this film a different person than I entered it.
Not a better one.
Just different.
No, certainly not better, but certainly also not the same. I can't...
That's what different means.
I can't imagine what watching this film twice would do to me. I can't imagine what watching this film twice would do to a delicate human soul, what it would do to children, what it would do to the great people of America that put on their pants one leg at a time, go to work to provide for their families, to try to be better human beings, to try to be productive members of society, to try to do the right thing. And meanwhile, fucking John Waters, that mustachioed little cunt, decided to put this smut on film, and you, Mr. Waters Jr. over there. Young Waters. Little Waters over there.
Little Waters.
Adam Pond. Adam River. Adam Stream.
Puddle.
Adam Puddle.
Why? Oh, you spit.
To know that this shit was in the movie and to then subject this. What is the matter with you? I swear, we have never done this before ever. We actually each took a shot at him. We punched him and he did not flinch. And the reason why I didn't flinch and the reason why I didn't punch back is because he knew deep down in his soul how wretched and perverse and disgusting and gross and terrible this was. How immoral. This right here is the original sin that the Bible speaks of, Adam. This is the forbidden fruit. This is what has caused all pain and human suffering. The fact that this man put these horrible, wretched acts involving chickens, involving buttholes, involving... involving fig blood and real blood and feces and... This is not art. This is not spectacle. This is not to be admired or to be celebrated or to be watched or beloved. This should be burned, and those responsible should be jailed or perhaps killed with the full extent of the law. Perhaps they should be liable to some form of execution or capital punishment, because this movie, the one that we just watched, brought Why Is This a Thing to an all-time low. We've never been here before, and God damn it, I never want to come back.
Adam, this film is a malignant tumor. It is a cancer. It needs to be eradicated.
We need to rid the body of this.
I too didn't like it.
I didn't like it either.
Then why did you watch it twice? You crazy person! You're insane! What do you mean you didn't like it either? You watched it once!
Because I'm a sadist, and I want to see you guys suffer. There it is.
This was not a good movie.
No, this is not a good movie. So now I'm that well aware of that.
So guys, now that we're all on the same page, we all agree.
Now that Nico has just popped that aneurysm.
Let's talk about the artistic impact of this. What are we
This is...
There's a lot to say about this
movie,
I
don't
actually.
Know. How do you want to talk about this? Do you want to go scene for scene, beat for beat?
There is so much to talk about here.
Let's do our favorite scenes.
There's nothing favorite.
When the credits roll.
I have a favorite moment. And it's nothing bad.
Was it before or after he raped the dead chicken? Go ahead, defend yourself.
This is not metaphor, by the way.
No.
Actual dead chicken.
Yeah, this is not
real
hyperbole.
Chicken blood.
In any way.
This is the worst thing I've ever seen on film, by the way.
The chicken scene?
Yes.
Chicken scene or the movie?
I'm not so... No, the chicken scene
I'm
is...
I'm not so sure the chicken scene was the most disturbing part. I'm not so sure it was.
I think it is.
I mean, there was some bad stuff in here. I mean, I have never gotten that close a look at a man's asshole ever.
The whistling
and
asshole?
I hope to never, ever again.
Can you stop calling it the whistling
That's
asshole?
That's what it is.
Yeah, I don't think it's accurate. I would call it the puckering asshole.
But whatever.
I just think it's more accurate.
Gaping...
It looked like an alien.
It like had a pulse.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm doing this. I'm looking up what that character is.
It looked
is.
Like a creature from Alien.
I'm going to have to buy a new phone after this.
Yeah, I feel like...
You know an alien? You know the face suckers?
Face huggers.
I imagine that's what you see from the other end.
I feel like if they made a Cloverfield movie, this would be a pretty good creature in it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Just an asshole monster.
Yeah, I think so. There's way too much red involved in that scene. I didn't like how much color red I saw.
That was... off-putting to you? That's what was off-putting to you?
Yeah, that was it right there. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that was the part.
The weird part is that I'm pretty sure it was like color corrected to be a little more blue.
There was no color corrected.
Somehow
going on
the red still.
No, when they developed the film incorrectly.
No, but what I'm saying is the shot was the white balance was off. It was more blue, but the red, man, still
the red on the asshole.
On the asshole just peeked through.
It looked like he was taking a breath. Like, that's how he sucks in air.
Like in SpongeBob with the photosynthesis. You know that scene?
Photosynthesis.
Right.
Are we comparing Pink Flamingos to SpongeBob?
Yes.
Okay.
It's accurate.
By the way, my favorite scene in the movie is when the furniture starts rejecting them, because it's completely harmless and it's stupid and ridiculous, but it kind of made me laugh. Otherwise,
completely harmless. The one thing you cannot say about this
relatively.
Movie.
Relatively. It's like this stupid fantastical thing.
There is nothing but harm in this film. It is the most harmful film perhaps of all time.
It's supposed to be, though.
Explain what this movie is to those that are not well acquainted.
Nick, we're going to give you a break from this.
Yeah. No, because he needs to defend himself.
I'm not really even defending myself. You do. I'm like Jesus Christ right now.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Right.
That has never been bad for anybody ever, calling themselves Jesus.
I just called myself Jesus Christ. I recognize that I need to be punished.
I I think you're missing the point of Jesus.
Of that story. I think, well, yeah. I think you're missing that whole.
Well, no.
I mean, I can think of a couple differences.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, his beard's not as long.
Yeah. Second of all, he's not divine.
We can't confirm that. You know who is divine?
Divine.
Divine.
What is this movie?
What you want to know?
This
is
Hairspray, folks.
There it is.
In case you didn't know.
I was waiting for you to do it.
Yes, this is made by the creator of the beloved Hairspray, John Waters. Yes.
Is the original Hairspray family-friendly?
Yes.
It's a PG movie.
Right?
I mean, I wouldn't...
It's a beloved movie.
I mean, like,
movie.
It's not R or...
No,
like,
no, no,
it's
no.
A... Okay.
It's
this
just...
is, like, triple X rated. This isn't even, like, R. Like,
this is... Oh, yeah. This is
I
not...
I mean, it's got... It was banned in Australia.
And everything gets banned.
And parts of Canada and parts of Norway.
I'm playing Hairspray music in the background.
Why?
Because I'm a producer of audio goodness, Zach.
Audio goodness.
Don't mind me.
Yes?
It's going to sound great.
Do you want me to explain the plot or just
no,
what this
No, I want
movie
you to explain where this came from and who created it, because that's important.
Oh, well, I want you to explain everything.
This came...
Start with the Big Bang and work your way forward.
There was the Big Bang and then there was Pink Flamingos.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And then there was Divine.
In the beginning,
God created the heavens and the earth, and then, yeah, Pink Flamingos. Right.
And then decided, yeah, you know what, I'm going to take this day off. Just going to take a rest.
I trust you, John Waters. He'll be fine.
It's now in your hands.
So John Waters is a cult filmmaker from the 70s who is notorious for producing stuff like this. This is the one that kind of put him on the map, though.
Very, very transgressive, very frustrated with society, and very much willing to do whatever he wanted to do for the sake of a reaction and you know, attention and fame.
And he was, yes, also the writer, director, and creator of Hairspray.
Yes.
Here's... The thing, though, Pink Flamingos, not a well-directed movie.
No.
At all. There is nothing in there that makes you think, oh, yeah, this guy can kind of make a movie. No, he's just a weird dude with a video camera and a lot of weird friends willing to do some fucked up shit on camera. That's all he's got.
This is a prime example of why I tell people that anybody could direct a movie in time. They really can. I'm dead serious.
If you put a monkey in a room, he'll eventually... Type out Shakespeare and direct Schindler's
He'll
List.
Eventually eat dog shit on camera.
Yes.
Probably pretty quickly.
Yeah.
That too.
To think that that's the starting point is eating dog shit.
Mm. And then eventually, if you polish that turd enough, no pun intended.
You get hairspray.
You get
you get polyester, you get hairspray, and then you get a funny movie called Serial Mom. So
Serial Mom?
Yes.
And what is Serial
what
Mom?
She like birth Frosted Flakes? What?
They're more than good.
They're pretty good.
Silly rabbit.
I was just gonna say that.
Close.
Yeah.
Snap,
crackle, pop. Oh boy. Snack, crackle, mom. It's Serial Mom.
She's a serial killer and she's a mom. That's it.
That's the whole thing.
That's less fun.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, that's okay.
It's much less fun.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to see her like give birth to Tony the Tiger. Leprechaun. What's the leprechaun's name from Lucky Charms?
The leprechaun.
Is he
Lucky?
Just called Lucky?
Lucky?
Is that just his
Lucky.
Name? Is he just Lucky?
The thing about him, he's very unlucky.
Yeah.
So, not really.
We're always buying his cereal.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, but he's always getting his stuff back.
Is he?
Yeah.
Did the kid steal it though?
He always gets his charms back.
Yeah, I guess
you're thinking of the bunny.
Yeah, you're thinking of Trix.
Yeah,
the Trix rabbit
is trying
unlucky.
To steal the
yeah,
cereal.
That's right.
Well, trying to get his cereal back.
Yeah. Who is?
Trix,
I always wanted him to get the Trix back. By
me
the way.
Too.
I always got really upset that he never did.
Who is the most attractive mascot? Go cereal mascot.
What do you mean attractive?
I mean hot.
What?
Considering they're all men.
Mascot?
Or animals.
Just asking. Just asking
for
the tough questions.
For Fred.
Captain
Quaker
America.
Oates guy.
The Quaker Oates guy.
Who?
Captain America.
Captain America's a cereal guy?
He's a mascot, isn't he?
He said cereal.
Cereal mascot.
Oh, a cereal mascot.
Yeah.
Are
there any women... Wow. I think we just tapped into another another pressure point of inequality right here. I think we did. When do the ladies get their mascots?
Wow.
When do the ladies get to make cereal? Huh?
Female.
It's got to be the Rice Krispie guys.
Cereal.
It's got to be them.
It's got to be Tony the Tiger, I think.
Really?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's buff.
See, I like the Quaker Oats guy because, like, I like a man's man who can build me some furniture.
Sure. The Quaker Oats guy.
Right?
Who can erect a barn?
Right.
Doesn't their furniture, like, go for a lot, too?
The Amish are pretty beautiful, yeah.
Amish.
That's a good point. That's a real man's man right there.
Cereal mascot, though, I'm thinking.
Apparently, Tony the Tiger has a mom. That's something you didn't know.
Well, I would assume he had a mom.
Tony's...
I mean, how else would he...
Miss here? Tony.
Miss Tony.
Miss Tony?
So what's his first name?
A lot of lore going on.
I don't know world. What his name
Her
is.
Her name is Tony, too? That's so yes. weird. Are you telling me Tony is Tony the Tiger's last name?
That's what I'm saying.
Not his first name?
Oh, my God. We've been lied to all of our lives.
His last name. What's his first name?
Oh, wait. Never mind. It's his wife. What? Wait a minute. What?
Whoa.
He married a woman named Tony.
I'm not sure. Oh, that makes sense, I guess. Miss.
She looks an awful lot like Tony in drag. That's what they just...
Let me see that. Okay. Why did John Waters make this movie?
Because he could.
What do you mean because he could?
Because he was like, I want to, you know, get attention and offend people, and I know exactly the people to do it, and yeah.
And what was the cultural impact of this film?
I mean, basically is one of the most famous midnight movies next to, like, a Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, God. The Rocky Horror is way bigger than this.
It is, but this is up there with it, I would say. At least culturally, and then, you know.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, why?
I don't know. Just because it popularized midnight movies.
So midnight movies are sort of these low-budget sort of movies that are made to, like, offend people?
Lowbrow. Very
lowbrow humor, if any at all.
Yeah.
I mean, to say they're B-movies doesn't quite...
They're barely movies.
Yeah, they're not even. They're like C or D movies. Yeah. They're not even. You know, they're. And I think
and they have like a really cult following. Typically,
yeah. Like Sundance, I think still does like midnight movie premieres. I think.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of a lost art. But they, it, I don't know, for a very select group of moviegoers, these are still fairly prominent.
I don't think I like midnight movies.
No,
I don't like midnight movies either.
No. Yeah. But this, it's been celebrated. I mean, people, I went on IMDb.
It's an event thing.
Yeah. It's got like a 6.1 or something on IMDb, yeah. Which is like,
what the, right. Did you see the Rotten Tomatoes score?
Oh, no.
80.
No.
That's what I'm talking. People. This
no.
Is, this is yes. an oddly well-respected yes. movie, which is fascinating to me.
Okay. Here's how the movie is shot. Let me try to explain this visually. So no listener will ever have to track this down and watch this themselves. They film a two-shot, two people having a conversation, dead on. They don't frame it in any way. There's no rule of thirds going on or anything. They film the conversation. When someone's talking, John Waters, who's clearly holding the camera in his hand, zooms in on the person talking. And then when they're done talking, he zooms out and then zooms in on the next person talking. There's no tripod involved here at all. I don't remember a steady shot happening at any point. They don't even put the fucking camera on a table or anything. They have no way. It's the way that a five-year-old would film an action movie in their backyard. And that's not even true. Like, I've seen old, like, Spielberg student films, or not even student films, like films he made when he was 12 years old with his friends in the middle of LA. And that is like incredible works, it's incredible like film trickery going on. There's special effects, there's dust, there's lighting, there's some sort of recognition of blocking. And that was a 12-year-old.
But it was also Spielberg.
No, I know that, but I'm just saying, John Waters, he's celebrated as this cult hero, this transgressive, like, anybody could in theory come up with this.
Yes.
This is not something, like, I could, if you challenged me to, come up with the most revolting stuff and put it on camera and I'll give you $10 million, the movie would not look that different from this.
I think this is sort of a cross between a bad porno plot. Mm-hmm. And Jackass without a script. Jackass with a script.
Yes. Well, yeah. He was partially inspired by porn of the time.
So actually, I would say you take Jackass and add a bad porn script to it.
Yes.
And that's what this movie is.
Yeah, pretty much.
He was slightly inspired by a popular porno called Deep Throat at the time.
Well, yes, of course. Deep Throat, I believe, is still the most profitable movie of all time.
Yeah.
I think.
It is?
Yeah.
I think so,
it's one
yeah.
of them.
It's the
That's
most...
weird.
Is it because of the low budget?
Yeah. I mean, it cost, like, nothing. Because
is there something oddly appealing about that low-budget look? I don't know. I mean, maybe?
There's no.
Like in
no.
porn
no,
or
no,
in general?
No.
In general.
No.
No, there's not. No, there's not. There's nothing. There's not. Here we go.
I mean, we like Primer. I don't like Primer.
There's
but
only
most
one thing that
Primer.
I like to be low budget, and that's horror movies.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
I would like to read to you a review of Pink Flamingos by the great Roger Ebert.
Oh this boy. I've seen. Yeah, this is good.
You want to examine the chickens? Pink Flamingos was filled with genuine geeks, and that is the appeal of the film to those who find it appealing. What seems to happen in the movie really does happen. That is its redeeming quality, you might say. If the events of this film were only simulated, it would merely be depraved and disgusting. But since they are actually performed by real people, the film gains a weird kind of documentary stature. There is a temptation to praise the film, however grudgingly, just to show you have a strong enough stomach to take it. It is a temptation I can resist.
Yep. Good for you, Roger.
What do you give it?
He gave it a zero. Thumbs down, a zero.
He gave it no stars. I think he actually said, like, I can't even consider it a movie.
Because it's barely a movie. That's true.
The thing to me is that he watched this. Like,
right, right.
Yes. That, I guess, is enough success.
If Roger Ebert sees it?
Yeah, like, I feel like if it gets to Ebert, there's some level of success you have to grant it.
But here's the thing, though, and I keep going back to this. What is there to respect in this movie? Like what is there
well,
to tip your head off?
If you're talking about just from a filmmaker's perspective, you know all about this, Nico, from a certain professor that you had. It's a courageous film.
No, there's...
Which I don't even agree with in this instance, because it's clear that John Waters is not being courageous. He's just like, oh, I just want to do this. Why not? From his perspective, it's not courageous at all.
I think it's actually kind of cowardly.
Yeah.
I don't know what... What does that mean, courage,
well, that's
though?
The problem.
No, what I don't understand what that means. Like, there's a lot of stuff that I could show you that I don't want to show you, but there's also a reason why I wouldn't want to show you that.
Yep.
Like, you have to be selective with what you show. That's what cinema is,
well,
right?
Yeah. Because, well, I mean, this movie, as far as, like, telling a story, is not very good at it.
No. It's a stupid idea for a movie, and stupid things happen that don't really say anything about mankind or people or anything.
No.
So, I don't understand.
It doesn't need to say anything.
Should we go
about
through
mankind,
what actually happened? I mean, we need to give people some sort of...
I guess, if you want. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead. Go.
So, some of the various shocking things that happen. Because that's really all it's there for. It's just meant to elicit a response.
But that's not film, though. That's not what movies are.
Yes. No, you're wrong about that. But
No, I'm not wrong about that. That's what pornography can be and often is. That's not filmmaking.
Yes, it is. It's a form of filmmaking. It's not a very good form of filmmaking, but it is filmmaking.
But why is it not a good form of filmmaking, though? That's the question. Why?
It's compelling for the wrong reasons. That's kind of why.
What does that mean, wrong reasons? What does that mean?
I would just say that it's as far as like the artistic merit to it, and I guess what you're supposed to take away from it, it's certainly not as strong as what... anything else would be.
Okay, again though, but I can make a whole movie of this stuff.
That's making a film.
And I could but it's not making a film.
Yes,
though.
It is, Nico.
It's not making
yes,
a film.
Yes, it is.
There's a certain amount of care and attention that has to go into making a film.
You
that
are
makes
making,
a film a film.
No, you are making a moving image, you're telling a little story, that's it. That's all it is.
You're not, though.
Yes,
you're
you are.
Not. You're not. No, you're not.
Nico.
No, what?
Yes,
no,
by definition, that is all it is. That is all it is, but what you create with it is something else entirely. Okay?
What do you mean by that?
We have come to appreciate films as just, you know, these wonderful stories that are being told to us that have deep thematic implications, and that's just what they are now. But at the beginning of
time...
That's
not what they are now. I could still make Pink Flamingos now.
Sure.
And often on the deep, dark...
But you have to understand that
basement of the internet,
you have to understand, Nico, that what films were was just a train coming towards the screen.
I get it.
That's a movie.
I understand. It's not necessarily a movie, though. It's footage... It's video. It's moving video.
Does it tell a story?
I
don't care how little or small it is. Does it tell a story?
Is that the only definition of film? Is that the only is moving image that tells a story? Is that the entire definition of film?
Yep.
That's it. That's where you end. That's where you end the definition here. Because
I'm getting very
elemental and atomical with what it's about. I'm just going to its purest form.
That is the mechanism by yes. which you make movies. But yeah. there is clearly a difference between a film, like for example, a piece of raw footage that becomes a movie.
Yeah.
You would not call that in and of itself a movie. That's a puzzle piece that you use to construct the movie.
Yeah,
right.
But this is constructed by those pieces. It does try to tell a story. I'm not saying.
No, I get that. I understand, but there's an element of as you said, artistic merit that has to go into these things. And if you're not attempting to compel the viewer with a story, you're just attempting to compel them by the visual nonsense you put on the screen.
Are you sure there's no artistic merit to Pink Flamingos, though? Because I think there is.
I guess there's a little bit of social commentary at the end.
I think there's a clear voice here.
Oh, there's a voice. That's true. Yes. There's a voice.
And it's, you know, in a ignoring all the disgusting stuff that happens, it's not really much different than a jump scare
no.
in a horror movie.
I am not saying this is a good version of the form or anything. I'm not arguing that. But what you're saying is that it's just not there, period?
What I'm arguing is that I don't think he's trying to make a good movie. Or that he's trying to make a movie, for that matter.
I think he's trying to make a movie.
I don't think his motivations are the same as the motivation of another Hollywood filmmaker. That's all.
Who cares if they're not the same?
Well, I think they're not even on the same planet.
So what?
You know what I mean? I think what he's trying to accomplish by putting his camera in front of subjects is different than what, say, Martin Scorsese or Steven Spielberg or Quentin Tarantino
right, but,
or even the Tommy Wiseaus of the world.
Now, like, here, you want to know who would disagree with you? Martin Scorsese. Because
oh,
he does. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm kind of with Adam here.
Directors.
You get people making shitty horror films with jump scares. It's no different. You're just trying to shock people. It's
yeah.
not. It doesn't mean anything. It's pointless and it's bad.
There are better. Nico, it's not a good movie. It's not a good movie.
It's a bad film.
I'm not
film.
Arguing with you. But
bad
to say,
film.
But to say it's just, it's nothing, no, that's not true.
I question whether or not John Waters is interested in even remotely the same things as, that's
then how do you explain how he went on to make Hairspray?
I think he grew into it, yeah. I think so. I think he grew
I could
into
also
it.
Make a point for Multiple Maniacs that he made before this.
Okay. I haven't seen any other John Waters movie.
I'm wondering if we saw this in sort of the John Waters world of all of his films, how it would play a little different.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's kind of where my brain is at right now. I'm
if
very
you had
curious.
Seen his other movies? Or
yeah.
If, okay.
Yeah.
This was not his first movie, was
no,
it?
No.
He said, I think.
Multiple Maniacs was his first like film to get any sort of attention, and then he made like one film nobody knows before that. So there's the one that he doesn't know, no one knows about, and then Multiple Maniacs is essentially it's his like Mean Streets.
Okay, so his Mean Streets
essentially.
So this is his Taxi Driver. Is that what you're telling me?
In Pink Flamingos is his Taxi
this
Driver.
This is his Reservoir Dogs.
Okay, I see. I got you.
Okay.
Yes, you go.
Although Reservoir Dogs was Tarantino's first film.
No, yeah. I know.
Amazing debut.
This is his
way.
Pulp Fiction.
Fantastic.
Okay, there we
fantastic
go.
Fantastic movie. My brother doesn't like Reservoir Dogs.
Well, he's fucking wrong.
My God.
And you watched Pink Flamingo twice, so don't judge him.
Well, so yeah. all of his movies star this character Divinity.
Right.
Divinity?
Divine.
Whatever.
Divine.
It's all
close
it's
enough.
All care. Whatever. Which is, I guess, played by a transgender man named Divine, but in the movies is a female.
I don't know if she would have been called transgender at the time. I think maybe we would call it transgender now, but it's possible that she just likes cross-dressing.
Okay. I don't know the
one of the out. Most loved and hated transgender figures of all time too, by the way.
I can't be any more than Caitlyn Jenner.
Ooh. Ooh.
Anyway, keep going.
So now basically this character Divine, the movie starts out they're living in a trailer, the whole family, and newspaper story says Divine is the filthiest person alive.
Right.
And that's like a badge of honor. And we get introduced to Pokemon's Jesse and James. And
yes.
They're a married couple and they're disgusting and they like lick each other's toes and strap meat to their penis and go out in public. And they have women trapped in their basement that are raped and they sell their babies and then they die in childbirth. And it's just, they're just horrible, shitty people that you
they're
can't.
They're monsters.
Yeah, they're just bad.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, I want to be
Donald Trump call them animals.
Well, deservingly so, yes.
Okay, fair enough.
These seem like Donald Trump's kind of people.
Whoa.
Whoa.
And
yikes. Maybe Jared Kushner's people.
So they basically decide, well, hey, why is this person defined the filthiest person alive? We are the filthiest people alive.
We know we are.
We know we are. So we are going to find out more about Divine and then ruin her life. So they send this girl to sleep with Divine's son.
Crackers.
Crackers is his name. It's kind of like Blankets or Blanket, like Michael Jackson's kid, Blanket.
Exactly like that.
and what was her name?
Cookie.
So Cookie and Crackers are making a making a love sandwich.
Cookies and Crackers. Oh my God, that's right.
That's funny. And they're making a love sandwich with a chicken in the middle.
We can't brush over how absolutely horrible this scene is, by the way.
You know, I know that's probably the easiest way for you to say that.
While Cotton watches.
Yes.
Cotton watches Cookie and Cracker make a chicken sandwich. That's what happens.
Yeah. They don't just make a cook.
So Cookie and Crackers are naked in a chicken pen with a live, real life fucking live chicken.
Two, as a matter of fact.
Two of them, except one is not alive. It is real, but it is certainly not alive.
Eventually.
They rip its head off or cut its head off, and they are just like, it's horrifying to watch. There's blood, there's basically, it's not good. It's not good, Adam. Well, also, Adam, it's not good.
It's not good. It's not good, guys. Nico, it's not good. You're right.
I agree.
Okay, there we go. We can
bad.
Ditto.
Okay.
But it's there's more to it than
you're
just
trying to defend it. Why?
No,
I'm
not.
You could have ended that sentence. We were ready to move on. What is that? This is why we keep yelling
at you. Contain yourself. I am not defending this, but I
no, you are. You just said but.
But
you're going to give it.
No, I'm trying to add to,
on the other hand,
I am trying to add to the reasons as to why it's
okay. Try the word additionally.
Additionally, there you go.
Also.
Well, now I can't do it.
No, do it. Go ahead. Fucking do it.
As far as, like, why it's bad, I mean, the general content is horrible as well.
It's bad because they kill a chicken and fuck it.
Yes.
That's why it's bad.
In that order.
In that order. Thank you.
But thankfully. You think about the actors agreeing to do this shit, and then you see their performances, and then it's just... Oh,
neither
boy.
Of them really looked happy.
I disagree with whoever played Crackers.
Yeah, he was into it.
He seemed like he didn't give a fuck.
It was pretty horrifying. He was actually, the live chicken, he was literally hitting the girl with it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she was horrified.
It's just not good. It's not good.
I don't know how you can read a script. I mean, did he give these actors the script ahead of time? He must have.
I mean, Waters, at the end, after the movie ends, that he goes scene by scene about things that were cut out of the film, and he kind of defends certain aspects, and he says... Animal activists often say, how could you kill a chicken on film?
Right.
He said, well, we worked with a farmer who, or he goes, I eat chicken.
Right.
Right. And
I know they didn't have a heart attack.
Yeah, I know they didn't end up in my plate because of a heart attack. He said, we worked with a farmer who advertises freshly killed chickens, and all of our actors ate the chicken afterwards.
And then, like, and then it goes to a clip of him holding the dead chicken and being like, yeah, I'm going to cook that up when you're done.
What? That's your defense?
He also said he got to get fucked first before he died.
You're right.
He did say that.
I gave him a good death.
He said they made the chicken's life better.
Yeah. No, it was...
He got to be in a movie, he got fucked.
Right.
That's what he said. Yes.
Yes.
What a lunatic. This man should have been arrested.
Yeah.
I actually think if you did this today, you would be fined. You would be possibly some sort of jail time or probably mostly a fine, though. Right,
you wouldn't be making movies anymore.
You'd get fined and you'd get shut down.
Yeah,
he's still around though.
Yeah,
I see John Waters all over the place. I see him on.
I saw him on Colbert.
Colbert. He was on Bill Maher like a couple weeks ago. Maybe he was on.
He was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, he was on not too long ago. He's on Bill Maher all the time. He was in one movie. It was a documentary called "This Film Is Not Yet Rated,"
okay.
And it's about the MPAA and. The ratings association that gives PG to R ratings on different movies. and they send private investigators in there to investigate the MPAA and the corruption that they claim is going on. And John Waters is there like, yeah, I never made anything that bad, yet they gave me NC-17 ratings. It's like,
no, okay, this deserves an NC-17 rating. Yes. Absolutely.
Exactly. Like, I don't know why 100%. that is your evidence for why the MPAA is... That's the first time I saw John
Waters. They probably
Waters.
Wrote director Hairspray. In
right. Yeah.
I know.
I think he once said that he would... Like, this movie, it's fine to be viewed by, like, seven-year-olds. He said something along those lines.
I'll take you a step further. In 2015, a motion picture was released named Little Flamingos.
Ew. Kitty Flamingos.
Kitty Flamingos.
You're joking.
Nope.
I'm not kidding
you. Did
they
remake the movie with kids?
Let me...
He did.
Child actors perform a, quote-unquote, kid-friendly table read version.
Wait.
Of
how
John
can he
Waters.
Say it's okay for seven-year-olds to watch, and yet he had to make a kid-friendly version?
Kid-friendly table read version of John Waters' notorious 1972 X-rated cult classic Pink Flamingos. Child actors perform a kid-friendly table read. Yep.
Not okay.
No. Hour 14 minutes. Yep, bunch of kids sitting around the table.
He should be in prison.
Here's a photo. Oh, look at that. We got some green and red hair going on. Look at that pic. Look at that pic right there.
Yeah.
You mean blue?
He should be in prison. Yeah. That's my final conclusion on this.
2015, baby. 3 years ago.
Okay.
Just happened.
So totally okay. The movie continues after the chicken fucking scene. Believe it or not, it continues. And
yeah, that wasn't it. That wasn't the end.
I honestly don't think that was the worst part of the movie. I really don't.
Really?
No, I don't.
I hate that part. I fucking hate it.
Okay,
so Divine's mother is confined to a child pen.
Playpen.
Yeah, yeah.
She is clearly mentally...
No, let's go with child pen. That's funny.
Playpen, yeah. I mean, I think the imagery comes across a little more. She...
As opposed to playpen.
Yes.
She's like, essentially
thing, she's not playing.
Like the thing that's for children.
Yes.
No, we know that.
She's not playing.
Here's the difference. A playpen is where kids play. A child pen is where you lock your kids in a cell. Okay?
Yeah.
She was more locked in a cell.
Sure.
She's sitting there. She clearly has mental problems in her underwear. And she just loves eggs. And she just keeps eating eggs. And she falls in love with the Eggman. Marries the Eggman.
I hate eggs, by the
way. That's the entire plot for her. Okay?
Basically.
So, but she's just there. To eat eggs.
Mentally challenged.
And kiss this mustachioed egg man.
Yes.
Watching her eat eggs, by the way, guys.
Horrific. That might have been the worst part of the movie.
Might have been. It's weird. It's
yeah,
like...
no. Nico said this during. He said the watching her eat the eggs was one of the most disturbing things
yeah,
he's ever
seen.
Yeah,
some of the most human and real stuff is the most disgusting. It's like, yeah, I could imagine someone sloppily eating eggs in front
like,
of
like, I know they didn't use a green screen for this yeah, one. Right.
No, I get that it was all done. I
yeah,
understand.
I know, yeah.
But it's like, people don't actually do that. Yeah. I mean, maybe somewhere in the deep, dark web, but... Yeah.
I guess, like, when things are so absurd, it just kind of, like, it desensitizes
right,
you. But this
right.
is so, like, barely absurd.
It offends yeah. me that this is that this movie was shot in Baltimore, too. Because I...
It was in Baltimore. Oh, right. Your neck
Baltimore?
Of the woods.
My neck of the woods.
Perhaps
man.
You were conceived while Maybe. Pink Flamingos is being filmed.
Possibly.
Are you sure your that... parents were not in this in the movie?
That would make him like late 40s.
Yes.
Okay, close, well, yeah, close enough.
Enough.
I don't know his age. Do you know his age? I don't
no.
fucking know.
No. Yeah. You don't. You guys don't really.
You ever
know
seen
my
his birth certificate?
Yeah. I know. You think he was born in Hawaii?
Maybe Kenya. Jesus Christ, what a stupid thing.
What else is in this movie?
I'm trying to think where the film even goes
well,
from there.
Well, there's a scene involving the sex dungeon yet again.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so...
Do you want to talk about sex dungeon, I guess?
Okay, these red hair and blue hair figures are on a mission to...
Sorry, I just remembered.
Are you okay?
I remembered something.
Are you okay?
I remembered something from the film, and I'm...
Are on a mission to become...
Is it the scene where he's got the stuff in his hand?
Yeah.
Are on a mission to become the filthiest people in the world. So, they do this by, as you said, selling children...
They're selling rape babies to lesbians.
Selling rape...
Specifically to lesbians.
Completely true.
That's literally accurate.
Yes.
That is in the movie.
And now let's never use that sentence again, okay? Let's agree to not use that sentence.
They also I am citing the film.
Okay.
They also push heroin to elementary schools,
right.
But whatever.
We're discussing art.
Right. They also do that. They do a number of things. And we get a good look at one of the events in the rape dungeon. Our servant. What's his name?
Channing.
Channing.
Channing, who is the couple's intern, I guess. I don't know.
Servant.
Is he getting, like, college credit here? What's going on? Like,
their intern.
Is he a temp worker? Like, did a headhunter find him?
They put this on Indeed.
I was going to say. Well, it seems like it, because, they were interviewing some people for the job of spy.
They were,
found
him
on Glassdoor.
Oh, my
God. That's 100% true.
What's
like,
the pay?
Yeah.
What's the pay?
They were taking applications, and it was a very vulgar interview that was going on here. But Channing goes down to the dungeon and decides, yeah, I no longer want to actually have sex with the unconscious body laying in the bottom of this room. Instead, I'm going to masturbate into my hand.
I want to be clear. It's not because he thinks it's wrong.
Right.
He doesn't want to not have sex with these girls. Or not want to have sex with these girls because he thinks it's wrong. It's because he's actually gay and he's not attracted to them.
Yes. Right.
Which they get into later.
Right. So he decides to just, you know, do a little masturbatory action into his hand. Take a medical syringe, put the medical syringe into the semen, extract the semen from the hand, insert the syringe into the vaginal canal of the unconscious.
The vaginal canal! Oh, my God.
Of the unconscious woman.
Oh, Nico.
And,
I'm so uncomfortable right
me
now.
Me too. By the way.
And release the semen. Release.
By the way, folks. Yeah. They show it all.
Yeah. All of it.
Oh, yeah.
All of it. Excruciating detail.
In a close-up, as a matter of fact.
Mm, yeah.
And he, like, zoomed in.
Every time there's, like, the mad uncomfortable close-up, John Waters is like, gotta get in on that. Every time.
He loves his close-up shots.
Makes me hate close-ups just a little bit more.
That's why you hate
just
close-ups.
A little bit more, yeah.
That explains
this movie.
Your repulsion.
Adam likes to watch scenes from a safe 10-foot distance.
Leave room for the Holy Ghost.
What is this, middle school prom? Like?
Anyway, keep going.
Or not. It's really up to you. So, I mean, you don't have to keep
cry
going.
Cry uncle whenever you
well,
like.
Well, that's the rape dungeon. Okay. So let's move on to something else.
Yeah.
Huh? We got Pokemon's Jesse and James is James, right? Yes. That's how I'm going to refer to him. Blue hair guy. He has a mustache, really weird, like handlebar mustache. He's going out in public trying to lure women into something. I don't know what.
He's not trying to lure women into anything. He just feels like exposing himself.
Here's the thing, though. When you want to expose yourself, I don't know this from experience, but I'm just guessing here. Well, when you want to expose yourself to women in public,
let's not split hairs here.
You just do it. Why would you tie a stick of pepperoni to your dick?
It was false advertising.
And a very large stick of pepperoni.
Yeah. So to me, that's like, grab this pepperoni, oop, you grab my dick. Like, that's the joke he's trying to play.
Yes.
Didn't work. But luckily, they forgot the purse when they ran away. Snags the purse, comes home. So that shows a little bit about his character. I like that they did that and they kept that.
The funniest scenes was when he just takes the purse.
This is I like that they kept that in the film because it really...
That was actually a hilarious scene, yes. I will say.
And it really helps illustrate his character, which we needed more of.
Yeah, he's just lurking behind a brick wall with a set of binoculars just in the most...
Do you think he always has that tied to his dick, by the way, or does he do it like right before he's going up to the women?
I think we're led to believe that he very, very quickly tied it to
his penis. Well, no, because there was another scene where he tried this again, and if you look, he already has it tied to his dick as he's walking up.
I know, but it's just funnier.
That would hurt
that.
So fucking bad.
Yeah. No. Like, who wants something dangling, a piece of meat dangling from their junk? It's disgusting. Oh, what hurt? You got that string?
What is it with meat and junk, though, with this guy? I mean, at the beginning, Divine takes like a whole slab of steak and just sticks it up
her crotch.
Yeah, it's weird.
Just to steal it.
She wants meat in
what
her
is
crotch.
Going on
did,
in that
did
scene?
We? Okay.
I don't really know.
Okay.
I don't think she stole it.
I think she was
just
doing
Nick and
it.
I don't think she stole it.
I don't think so either, because I remember her paying for
did
it.
Did she pay for
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Okay. I think she just did it. She
because they don't, doing it. They don't like show you the steak and then leave the steak on the counter and walk away.
Like, buying steak is not weird enough for Divine. She has to shove it up her...
Yeah.
Pussy.
Pussy. Pussy.
My God.
I think what was worse was when you said it, you just touch the mic with your lips.
Pussy.
So when Jesse and James receive the call from Cookie, receive the call from Cookie to let them know what she found, they are naked, sucking on each other's toes violently.
Violent, yeah.
With vigor.
With vigor.
And we get another look at my second favorite sight gag.
Yep.
Mr. James has dyed his pubic hair blue.
That is hilarious.
In addition.
That's fantastic.
That is hysterical stuff.
Very funny.
That is hilarious.
So now that they get the news and they learn about Divine and where she's living and her family, they send her a turd in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
Good prank.
Excellent way to ruin a reputation.
Right.
It's an intimidation technique,
so
man.
So to get back at
declaration
them.
Declaration of war.
So to get back at them, I believe Divine, I might be yada-yadaing a little bit, but Divine.
That's okay. Go ahead. Yeah. Yada yada.
Go as fast as you can. Mach speed, Nick.
Divine with her son, Crackers, breaks into their house and starts licking and touching everything to curse the home.
You did yada yada over something, but we'll.
Well, it's okay. At the same time, Jesse and James are at Divine's house, setting it on fire.
Now, there
was a birthday party in the middle. That what I yada yada over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a birthday party. It's just a bunch
We're not missing anything?
Imagine going
nope.
to...
Not at all?
Is that where the
actually, there's
happens?
A big gaping hole in between that
pretty big hole. Yeah.
We already...
That was awful.
We already explained the puckering asshole, but this is where it occurs.
Oh, and for the record, it's the singing asshole.
Singing.
And the guy didn't want to be credited.
His face is...
I wonder why. I wonder why.
Yeah. So John Waters was like, I won't put you in credits.
What song do you think the gaping asshole is singing?
Steamboat Willie.
You think so?
Brown Eyed Girl.
Oh, no.
Gross,
Zachary. I was thinking Zippity Doodah, personally. That's what I thought it was going on there.
Brown Eyed Girl. That's points for Zach. Oh, wow.
Maybe Freebird? Maybe
points.
Freebird?
Thank you.
Points.
They also kill and eat cops. And that's,
yeah, the but, cops do but, show up. They kill them and eat them.
But so what?
Not oh, right. Cannibalism, right.
Really
yeah, that did happen. I forgot
it's
about that.
It's so funny, though. You gloss right over the
because
cannibalism.
It doesn't matter, right?
It doesn't. It's so because it's so cartoonish and dumb. It's not.
Like you can't even hear sound during these scenes because they're playing music the whole time. So it's all like, it's like when you watch old movies and it's like silent and there's music in the background.
Mm-hmm. They're also huffing a lot of drugs.
It's whatever, right? I mean, doesn't matter.
A lot of drugs.
Jesse and James are setting Divine's house. They have names, by the way, but I'm just calling them Jesse and James. Set Divine's house on fire. Divine and Crackers are there at their house, licking everything and cursing the home.
Yes.
And in order to really fully place the curse on the home.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the ritual. This is part of the ritual.
I think Mother Divine and her son, Crackers, begin engaging in sexual activity, specifically
of the oral variety.
With vigor.
With vigor.
I think this scene was the one that you guys reacted against
this
me
is the, worst.
The most negatively.
Because
it was amazing.
It is absolutely just
you hit me
violent to the eyes.
Yes.
It is.
She is sucking his dick.
Uh-huh.
Right. Violently.
Well,
it's vigorously. It's just
what?
There's the
what?
Zoom.
Adam, why are you
the
sighing?
There's the zoom, the close up that
right,
we're talking about.
Right.
Yeah, the zoom. I forgot the zoom.
And
there's the wonderful
it's
line,
sloppily,
"Do my balls, mama?"
Sloppily. Sloppily. Goes, "Yes, mama, do my balls, mama." That's a line. Accurate.
Oh.
Unfortunately, they realize, well, fortunately for the viewer, but unfortunately for them apparently, there's another person in the home. And so Crackers never gets to finish, and he gets really mad, and he goes, "Damn it, mama!" And yeah, whatever. Done
and
with that.
She's screaming, "Zip up your pants, somebody else is home." Like, if you're screaming that, I really don't think you have to worry about them finding out you're blowing your son.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure that they can hear you telling him to zip up his pants.
I mean, that's porn.
Yeah.
I want to be
yeah,
clear.
Yeah, no, it was, yeah.
Yeah, it's
and it's not like porn I want to watch.
No, there's nothing
okay?
artfully. There's nothing artful about it at all. There's not. It's just a
nobody
blowjob.
Ordered a pizza.
It's bad.
Nobody ordered a pizza.
No one had a printer that needed fixing.
It's just a man in drag, just sucking another dick. That's all we're watching.
We witnessed a gay blowjob on screen.
I've never seen gay porn until today. Today is actually the day I can say I've watched gay porn.
he would say he turned a new leaf over. And now he has plans for after the podcast.
Actually, my eyes have been open. At first, you know, I
it
never
wasn't that bad.
It actually looked kind of fun.
It's just like regular porn, but gay.
But
I don't know what I thought it was all these years.
So that's how they do it.
Just like green eggs and ham, Nico.
What? What?
Hold on. You need to run us through that one.
Time out. Time out. We're going to need a replay.
Is it because
Nico's idea of trying new things. It's like, I won't.
He won't watch it in a box. He won't watch it with a fox. He won't watch it on the train. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Wait. Do you think that my eating habits are exclusive to green eggs and ham? Is that the problem that you're having here?
Yes, Sam, I am.
Yes. That is right, Nico.
Well, okay. What else?
I can't even.
Channing. They found Channing.
I can't even.
They find Channing. They tie him up.
I can't even. This movie's so awful. I couldn't even look at it. It was so bad.
They find Channing. They tie him up, and they release the women in the basement. And the women in the basement chop Channing's dick off, and I believe he dies.
Yes. Yeah. Oh. As you would.
He's been castrated.
His penis is gone.
That's kind of a great line.
So
that is fantastic line. Not gonna lie.
So Divine leaves. Goes home, finds her trailer on fire. Jesse and James return, find Channing.
To their house.
Yes, return to their home. Find the couches are kicking them off because of the curse.
Yes.
And then they find a dick.
All of a sudden, a supernatural element to this
right.
film.
That,
as if we
which
needed
I appreciate.
You know what?
A
no, you
bit,
know what?
Though.
That was my favorite line.
That's what I was saying.
Was,
I,
it ja- was when James goes, they're rejecting us.
The couch, it rejected you.
That's actually pretty funny. But they find a dickless it. Channing at the bottom
yeah,
of the dungeon. And then
a dickless Channing,
Magic Mike 3.
You have to find his penis. Where'd I leave that thing?
That's the funniest words I've ever heard. Yeah, dickless Channing. It sounds like a fish, doesn't it?
Well, it's old Dickless Pete over there.
Dickless Pete.
That's not a new character. We're not starting with that. We're not going there.
Damn it.
Son of a bitch.
After seeing their trailer was on fire, Divine and crew return
and
to...
crew.
Let's just... Return to Jesse
hold
and
on,
James' that... home.
Hold
take
on, we
that.
Should we should say the mother isn't in the... The mother gets married
well,
the to
mother,
the
Eggman. Yeah, I said the mother got married to the Eggman, so oh, she's yeah. gone yes. at this point. She's out living with the Eggman.
Wheeled away
Egg
in
life.
A wheelbarrow.
Right.
Which is great.
Which is
so Divine and crew take Jesse and James back to the trailer, call the press.
It's a lot of travel.
A lot of travel. A
lot of
forth,
travel.
A lot of back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like that whole Tyrion thing in Game of Thrones.
Right.
I was just
right.
about to say.
It's just a lot of back and forth.
It goes up and down Westeros three times.
Talking about season six.
Pink Flamingo is.
Yes, yes, I am.
Pink Flamingo really jumps around like Game of Thrones. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Okay. So take him back. They call the press, and all the press shows up. For Divine's live
trial
and murder,
if you can call it that, some might call it justice.
They'd be wrong,
probably. They give him a shitty mock trial, and then they kill them. They shoot them,
and
tied to a tree after tarring and feathering them.
And it went on.
Forever.
Dragged on
well,
way
that,
too long. And the press
as most court proceedings do, by the way. Let's just say that. There's a lot of red tape involved.
I would say it was sort of like...
they declared a mistrial?
It was sort of like Waters' take on 12 Angry Men.
Is that what that is?
Yes, that's exactly what it was, yeah.
I could really see the inspiration.
A little bit of that. If the chicken doesn't fit, you must acquit, ladies and gentlemen. That's my philosophy.
End of film.
No.
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 Not end
Nick.
Of film.
Nick. Nope.
They decide,
we got this far.
They decide to move to Boise.
Yes, they do.
They all decide they're going to change their appearance.
Why Boise?
I don't know.
I always wanted to go to Boise.
Fair point.
Boise, Idaho. Yeah.
Fair point.
Who doesn't want to go to Boise, Idaho?
I have some family in Boise, Idaho.
Do you really?
Nothing there.
Nothing there?
Nothing there.
Are there dogs there?
Potatoes.
Okay.
Are there dogs there? Potatoes.
Right answer.
It's a beautiful state from what I hear.
It's like you're talking to a weird computer. Are there dogs there? Potatoes!
Echo, are there dogs in Boise, Idaho?
Here's something I found on Wikipedia. Yellowstone National Park is a national park located in the U.S. states of Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho. Did that answer your question?
Yes, yes, yes it did. Did. Thank yes, you. It did.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Thanks for your feedback.
We just screwed up the Amazon algorithm. We're just messing with the Bezos database.
Listen, we're gonna use the power of our audience.
Yes!
That's right,
all of you.
Listen,
go buy an Amazon Echo.
Screw up the AI. Screw up the AI.
And ask it.
Yeah.
If there are dogs in Boise.
Yeah. Before you know it, you'll be asking for directions. They'll be giving you cake recipes. Before you know it,
I can't believe that worked.
Oh, it's great.
Order me batteries.
What is she?
This recipe for shortbread.
What is she doing in Boise?
I don't know if they're in Boise yet or if they're just on the.
No, I think they're on their way.
To Boise.
Yeah, because they had a sign that said.
Still
Boise.
In Baltimore, a dog happens to shit on the ground, right. And Divine freshly picks it up and eats it.
Yes.
Vomits some of it out, yes. Smiles, and continues to eat it.
Yep.
And
it was actually done. That's
it was
nice.
For real. I
it's
mean,
not fake.
Yeah. What you're about to see is the real thing.
Yeah, they made that clear.
Yeah.
With the voiceover there.
Yeah.
What a voiceover.
This movie is, a malignant tumor.
Yes.
Anything else?
No.
It is a
hated this.
Me too.
I'm actually upset that a lot of these words had to come out of my mouth.
Great. Mm-hmm. It's time for everybody's favorite game.
Oh, okay. God. Oh, right. We have a game.
Are we doing the game?
It's time for How Many Drew Garrett? Today's contestants from Connecticut, Zach Caponegro.
Hi, yes, hi. Just happy to be here.
Come on down. From Connecticut!
Baltimore.
Nick Evangelista!
Oh, I thought you meant Adam.
Come on down!
Hey, I'm here.
I think he was going to do Adam, and then he said that.
And from the deep, dark depths of Baltimore, Maryland.
Adam Hall.
Adam Hall, come on down.
I'm Adam.
All right, you know how the game works. The question is, how much does our featured celebrity... or how much are they worth as compared to the host of The Price is Right, Drew Carey?
Now, let's remind everybody how much money Drew Carey is worth.
Drew Carey is worth a total of $140 million. The question for you all, how many John Waters does it take to equal one Drew Carey?
Or is it how many Drew Careys is John Waters worth?
Well, I'm gonna spoiler alert everybody. John Waters is worth less than Drew Carey. So the question is, how many John Waters does it take to equal the net worth of Drew Carey? In other words, how many Drew Careys are you worth? We're gonna start with today's first contestant, Zach Caponegro, in chair number one. Zach.
Yes.
How many John Waters does it take to equal one Drew Carey?
I am going to say 11.
11 John Waters, yes. To get to one Drew Carey is Zach's answer. We go now to Adam Hall.
I was going to go 10, actually.
10. Okay. You box yourself out. It's close without going over, but neither here nor there. Okay.
How much is Drew Carey worth again? One more time.
Drew Carey is worth $140
million. Okay. $140 million.
You think
John Waters is worth $1 million?
You think he's worth $1 million?
No. It takes $140 million of him.
Right.
So he's worth John... $1.
So
right. Oh, wait. We were doing that math. $1. Very wrong.
Yes.
Okay. So he's worth $1. Okay. So it's... Okay. How would I do this?
Why wouldn't you just do the math?
How would I do this? You've all gone too high. You've all gone too high. It's actually lower than 10. All right. We're going to start the bidding again.
Ooh.
Zach, go again. This is how The Price is Right works, I think. Go ahead.
Three.
It takes three John Waters, equal one Drew Carey, Adam Hall.
Oh, my God. Five.
Five John Waters, equal one Drew Carey.
I hope it's four, you bitch.
And
four.
Nick.
Okay, I hope it's three, you bitches.
Okay, so
four.
Remind me what the answers were again.
I said three.
You said three?
Three, four, five.
Three, four, and five. You can't see the reflection.
Now, should
we
ask Echo?
Never mind. Okay.
Hold for a moment.
Okay. Wait, no, don't talk
to
Echo.
No, don't.
Don't talk to Echo. You know why?
Why?
You've all gone over again.
Oh, we have to go the...
No!
You can't say that.
Zach, the bit, it goes back to you.
One. Hold on. One John Waters equals...
Okay, we can get into, like, percentages, though.
Sure.
Like, you could do, like, 1.5.
Sure. Do what you want.
I'm going to go John Waters. I'm going to say...
For the 140 million?
Holy shit!
Adam, the bidding is down.
Oh, wait, but Hairspray!
Adam, the bidding is down to you.
Oh, no!
Adam, the bidding is down to you.
So we have to go the other direction.
You got
to
go lower than three.
I said one.
It is lower than three.
Hold on.
It takes less than three John Waters to equal one Drew Carey.
That's why he told you not to do Echo.
Less than three John Waters?
Yes.
To reach Drew Carey.
That's correct. What is X equal?
Two.
2.2. The actual retail price
of John Waters.
The actual net worth of director of Pink Flamingos John Waters is,
as compared to the host of Price is Right,
$60 million. That is 2.3 John Waters. Nick Evangelista, woo-hoo, you just won today's edition of How Many Drew
filling all of Nico's dreams, by the way.
You should be very proud of yourself.
Wow. 60.
Oh, I got 16 cents.
$60 million.
60.
He's worth $60 million.
That is, again, cancer. That's amazing. That is awful.
I would have guessed no more than 10. If you had had me guess, it would have been no more than 10. My guess would have been like 14.
Damn.
Well, no, because I was thinking of like the Hairspray royalties and everything like that.
Right.
But I was very off.
I mean, that's true. Yeah, he probably gets a piece of the Broadway show.
Yeah. No,
they just did the live production on NBC. Got a chunk of that.
I can't believe you can give this guy that much money without like...
He's doing very well.
Going to prison.
He's doing very well.
Can't give this guy money.
$60 million.
I would love to meet him. I'm glad I didn't see Hairspray though, because like to know that,
like, at all.
Yeah, because to know that like money that I earned would go to this man.
I will say this though: you're never going to be able to watch Hairspray from now on with an open mind and think what a delightful musical this is.
Well, no, I've never been able to do that anyways because I saw it after the remake with John Travolta came out.
I see. Yeah. We should mention, by the way, in the original Hairspray, Divine plays the John Travolta role.
Yes. The mother of the main character, I believe.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. So great.
Divine the murderer and, like, drug addict.
Dog shit eater.
And, I mean.
Put that on the headstone.
Oh.
Put that on the IMDb page. Well, today has been horrible, and it's all thanks to Adam. So thank you, Adam,
for and Nick
giving us
that. Damn it!
And the other shit is just kicked in.
Adam, we'll use your scars and bruises for the featured image on this on our website here.
Stop hitting me. Anything else, anybody?
No.
Speak now.
I like the quarter pounder at McDonald's, the new one with the meat. It's good. That's all.
We did go to Pier 1 today.
Yeah. And McDonald's.
Yeah.
We did.
It was a fun trip before.
Yeah. On a normal day, I would be in a great mood to talk about our furniture store adventures, but not today for
not
some
in a mood,
reason.
Nico?
I wonder why that is.
Why not?
Thanks, guys.
I mean, if anything, Pier 1
is the furniture is rejecting
store,
you. But... The furniture was rejecting us.
TooManyThoughtsMedia.com, TMT.media. I'm at FunnyNicoTweets, at TackySlacks, at SomeAdamHall. We'll be doing a Deadpool podcast pretty soon if we still talk
not
by
us.
Then.
Not us.
What?
Not us.
No, Adam and I. I'm talking about. Check out Movie Hopping if you want some of that goodness. Until next time.
Adam Hall, you've been
filthy.
Very filthy.
Very filthy.
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 Chickens.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.